You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
You are listening to CJLO News. Monday, October 20th, pro-Palestinian protesters gathered outside of a Montreal mayoral leadership debate on Notre Dame Street West, hoping to get questions about Gaza on the agenda. While inside, candidates debated issues ranging from cycling infrastructure to housing outside. Protesters chanted and delivered speeches. Here is protester Rama Al-Mallah with the Palestinian Youth Movement.
We are here today at yet another mayoral event where the three party leaders are debating without Gaza being on the agenda. We are here today to demand once again that our candidates pledge on the platform.
The activists are calling on the candidates to take inspiration from former Montreal Mayor Jean Doré, who adopted a resolution cutting ties with South Africa during its apartheid regime in the 1980s. 35 years ago, Mayor Doré also established an anti-apartheid committee in Montreal to investigate and cut contracts with businesses that might be doing business with apartheid South Africa. Today, in 2025, pro-Palestinian activists want to see a similar approach taken toward Israel, a country that the International Court of Justice says is responsible for apartheid. Here is activist Rame speaking at another protest earlier this month discussing why she thinks Gaza is a valid issue at the municipal level.
When we say that we want to put Palestine on the agenda, we're saying that this is not a foreign issue. This is not happening, you know, across the world. Canada and Montreal is involved in this war just as much, and we have a role to, you know, and our complicity.
She says Montreal candidates could also pledge to refuse permits to companies that manufacture weapons, like General Dynamics, whose Montreal plant in Repentigny shipped military equipment to Israel as recently as July.
These are companies that are in our backyard, and we need to cut all permits, all ties with these companies in order to put pressure on Israel to end this genocide.
Craig Sauvé, the mayoral candidate for Transition Montreal, has aligned himself with the demands of these protesters, saying he would commit to ending these permits. Luc Rabouin, the mayoral candidate for the incumbent Projet Montréal, has said he supports a two-way arms embargo and stated in a council meeting earlier this month he would look into what tools the city had at its disposal to influence peace in Gaza.
Prêt à évaluer tous les leviers dont la ville dispose pour contribuer à mettre fin à la situation terrible qui arrive en ce moment en Palestine.
Soraya Martinez-Ferrada, the mayoral candidate for Ensemble Montréal, who is currently favored in the polls, said at a press conference in September she feels candidates' positions on Palestine should not affect their ability to address local issues.
On peut avoir des positions très différentes sur le conflit à Israël, à Gaza. Mais ce qui est important à Montréal, c'est de s'assurer que ces positions-là personnelles ne viennent pas teinter comment on veut gérer la ville.
With files from Jules Bugel, I'm Adam Minnis with the Local Journalism Initiative.
Hello, hello, hello. You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl, and this is a very special episode that we have. Don't mind me. I'm just unprepared a little bit, but that's okay. We got here in a rush, but we're here. We're happy to be here because it is CJLO funding drive season. Lots of events happening, lots of special things going on. It's until November 8th, I believe. But anyways, for this Brave Little Emo Girl episode, I have two of my friends with me. Introduce yourselves, guys.
Hey, it's Luna.
Hi, I'm Amy.
Amy.
Oh, no. Hi, I'm Amy.
There we go. That works. Ooh, There are some spooky, creaky things happening in the studio right now. It's all the skeleton bones from Halloween. They're coming out. Anyways, today's episode is a very special, fun, gothic forward episode. It's not something I am super familiar with, but I have my knowledgeable friends here to help me today. I think we're going to jump right into it with this first song. I don't have a lot, so expect some yapping and some, impulsive choices, impulsive on-the-fly curation today. Very special, edgy episode for you guys today. You guys have some tunes in mind.
Oh, yeah, I've got some stuff that we can play if we need.
Yeah. If we need extra stuff.
We run out of things to talk about.
Yeah, but we never run out of things to talk about.
True.
It's been an eventful past few... I feel like October's been really, like, crazy in a way.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a little evil, but a little awesome. Actually, a lot awesome.
That's... Yeah, I feel
that. Evil, not in, like, a bad way. Like, a spooky, fun way.
Fun, evil, fun, awesome. A little bit of, like, I think a little evil.
I've definitely experienced a little, like, genuine evil...
Did you guys have your October Canon event, or what's it called?
Yeah, that's October Canon events.
Your, yeah.
Oh. No, I don't think so.
I didn't have one either.
I'm kind of afraid, yeah, I didn't really have a big one
we
either.
Made it.
I mean, I went to Toronto for the first time, and that was kind of
Canon
something.
Event. That was crazy.
It was, actually, yeah, that was my Canon event. If anyone wants to hear more about that, send in your Canon events to the Instagram, DM me. What was your Canon event for October? Oh, my Canon event? Actually, last night at the Divas Night, I hope some of you who are listening were there. Last night at the Divas Night, I won third place for the Diva competition. I was Kate Bush.
Okay, Diva.
And I gave them, I think I gave them one look and they were like, oh. They were like, okay, face. I was like, oh, all right. I'm not in that circle at all. Anyways, our first song is by a Canadian goth, like post-punk outfit. I think like Ontario, I think Toronto. And they're called Mary. So that's my partner's name, and so I'm very happy to find this Canadian band called Mary. It's goth. The first song is called, or the song is called Frantic. So let's give this a listen. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. This mic stand is going to creak as I let go. Please ignore that. Just focus on the beautiful tunes entering your ears. We'll be right back. just heard Frantic by Mary, a Toronto goth band, and you are listening on CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. We've got Amy and Luna here. Amy just so helpfully confirmed that they are from Toronto. So I think I want an assistant for my show. I've been guesting with fellow DJ Pretty Dead Boy from Dead Beats, and he's got like someone who always comes in with him and gets to, like, you know, take time, like track the time, take the minutes of the episode, and that's very useful. I need that and a planner. Yeah. Okay, you guys want to? Are you sure you're free every Sunday?
Yes.
I could make it happen.
Oh my gosh.
Anything for Sonam.
Aw. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah. We were talking about October canon events, and there's been a few. One of them that we all shared, this was in September, actually, I think. I think it was like late September, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, September, really? Like, I thought 16th this was or something. Like, no, I think it was the 26th.
We went to a goth rave.
I can fact check this.
Yeah, that would be great. But yeah.
The company that puts them on is called the Dark 80s on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry if I'm heavy breathing, by the way. I biked all the way here. But no, they do them all over Canada.
Yeah.
When I was living, well, I'm from Vancouver Island, and they had
just
them
like me.
Yes, they had them all over the island too, and they were so good. So then I realized they also had them in Montreal, so we went to one. What church was it?
It was at like Saint Antoine.
It's right beside
It was near McGill, like, yeah, very Place des Halles kind
of
area.
It was like in the basement of a church, and it was so fun. It was very like industrial, goth, new wavy.
Yeah,
it was really good, and it was very well put together, in my opinion.
They had this bathroom in the basement. It had like showers, and it was lit up with like red lighting, and so everyone was taking photos there.
Oh, yeah.
It was fun. I thought it was going to be in like an actual church, like dancing through the pews.
That would have been crazy.
So I was kind of like, oh, this is like community church basement vibes.
Where's
like, I
feel
like
glass?
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I was like, am I at an AA meeting right now?
Yeah.
But no,
that was the
like
vibe,
that was
absolutely.
That was the type of basement. I was like, oh, okay, but still, church basement vibe is very, very good. Either way,
it was great, and it was cheap. I think it was like $10 or something. And they do them, look out for them, because they happen monthly in Montreal, and kind of anywhere in Canada too. So
yeah, and it was really cool. I found that there was like a lot of people our age, and I ran into a lot of people from school, but also there was a lot of like kind of older, like OG goth people. And it was really cool to like dance with them and hang out.
Music was good. Yeah. It was very good.
It was really good.
It's probably the best music out of any rave that I've been to.
Yeah, it was very much giving like what is the scene that you love, Sonam? The Blade Runner, the opening, the opening.
I have not even watched Blade, but Blade. Like the Blood Rave scene, I've seen it a couple times, and like that song I've listened to a lot, like the do 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 do.
I might be like completely full of it, but I heard that somewhere in Montreal does blood raves. Like last night, we were talking about this. My roommate's boyfriend, apparently they do blood raves where like at the end of the rave they have like sprinklers filled.
No
with, like,
way.
Yeah.
Okay, I need to
next stop.
Yep. Need to go there.
Fact check that and get you guys hooked up with that.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll find a way to get there.
I saw a post or like a meme last night, and it was like, I want to have a rave where we just, like, throw gallons of blood on each other, but we do DNA testing, and whoever's blood they bring is fake gets kicked out. Like, it has to be real.
Oh, interesting. That's very... How...
I don't want to think about the ethical
implications of that.
I mean, yeah, I guess it couldn't be pig's blood. I guess it had to be real.
Carrie rave. Oh, I didn't watch, like, enough horror movies this October.
That's okay. It's
not too late. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We'll have a movie marathon.
And you
marathons.
Know what? It's even gloomier. It's getting gloomier and gloomier every day.
True. Yeah. Honestly, I'll talk about this more after, but like, I couldn't handle Halloween as a kid. I'll talk about that more later after we play some ads and this next song. But yeah, anyways, this next song, so it's also, it's Canadian goth. From what I know, they're not like active anymore. This song is called As It Stands, and it's by Amy's Arms.
I think I've heard of them.
I hope you have, because you're Amy.
Yeah. Wait, that's iconic. Thank you.
It's actually Amy's Arms, like, official, but I believe it's just Amy's Arms.
I think I've heard of them before, actually.
Amy's Arms, As It Stands, is going to be our next song after the ads. Thank you so much for... Oh, my God. We're going to talk a lot this episode, so, you know, be ready for that. But it'll be Amy's Arms after the ads. After they work. They're going to work. Excuse me. Sorry. Give me a second. I don't want this to happen. Why is this happening? Oh, that's why it's happening. Sorry about the technical difficulties. I've never had two guests on at the same time, so please give me some grace.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
Do you like bubble baths? Hot cocoa on cold night? Snuggling up with a sweetie and listening to the radio? Well, if you answered yes to at least two of those, might I suggest Advice by the Fireplace, CJLO's number one easy-listening comedy advice talk radio show hosted by me, Delilah Karen. We bring on a guest or two from the Montreal comedy world to answer real advice questions and maybe share a few funny stories along the way. Advice by the Fireplace, every Wednesday from 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on CJLO 1690. Oh, also, I love you.
You are listening to CJLO 1690 AM.
That was As It Stands by Amy's Arms, Toronto, or Canadian, I think Toronto. Toronto goth outfit. That was lovely. They only have, I think, the one album out, but I am definitely going to make an effort this coming winter to get dark and gothic and freaky with it, with my music. I really love post-punk, but I do not listen to a lot of it. I don't know. I'm just stuck in my ways. What can you do? Anyways, yeah. I was going to talk about how I couldn't handle Halloween as a kid. Do you guys want to hear about that?
Yeah, absolutely. Let's hear it.
So I grew up on a tiny island off of the harbor of Nanaimo. It's called Protection Island. It has a floating pub. That's what it's known for. Canada's only floating pub. The Dinghy Dock Pub.
Classic.
Everything is pirate themed.
You've never told me this
before. Oh my gosh. I feel like I'm doxing myself, but it's okay because I don't live there anymore.
You can, like, see the fish from, like, while you're eating.
Yeah.
It's, like, a little hole that you just watch them go by.
Yeah, there's, like, it's, like, out on the patio, which is literally, like, chairs on a deck or on a dock. and it's really silly, but there's, like, a little, cutout with, like, holes in it. And there's a stick with some string and a hook, and you put, like, little bits of corn in it, and it's for kids so they can, like, fish. No one's ever caught anything because... what kind of fish eats corn? I don't know.
I would if I was a fish.
Yeah, actually, true.
The corn would work.
I will not lie. Like, as a kid, I kind of just wanted to, like, eat some of the corn out of it. But yeah. I was like, this is the fish corn, not the people eating corn. Anyways, everything on the island is pirate-themed, by the way. Mm-hmm. I grew up on Pirate's Lane because Nanaimo had a pirate-obsessed mayor.
What was the fish and chips? What was the fry oh my god.
Nanaimo pub?
There was like a
Trollers?
No, there was a fry place, like a fish and chip place that was like pirate themed that was maybe on commercial?
Like, is it?
Across from the vault.
I'm also
doxing myself.
No.
Anyways.
So like Halloween would be like really, really fun because it's like this contained neighborhood, this tiny island. It's like 4 kilometers around, like circumference. So you hit all the houses in one night and there's a bunch of really weird people there. So there was like haunted houses and like a lot of stuff. So I really loved Halloween and I get really excited for it. And I had really weird costumes, but every year I would end the night being like so overwhelmed and overstimulated and like anxious and tired. I think I would have a panic attack every single Halloween. And it's only that I like became an adult and kind of stopped celebrating it that it stopped. And that's sad. That's not very gothic of me. But I'll tell you, Halloweening on like in the middle of the forest, the woods at night, where it's, like, completely silent except for the sound of foghorns, is terrifying. Like, actually scary Halloween.
Yeah, I couldn't do that.
What were your guys' childhood Halloweens like? This is what we're talking about now.
Oh, okay. I feel like it's pretty standard. I didn't grow up on an island, so...
Sorry, no one can be mean.
I mean, the classic, I grew up in Ottawa, so... like the snow pants under my princess dress kind of thing.
Nice.
Yeah. I don't know.
Very good.
My mother stole all of my Halloween candy when I was a kid. That's not a lie. I came home one day. She would like come into my room and steal it without asking, by the way. Anyways.
That's crazy.
Rude. Very rude. What about you, Luna?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I've always been a huge Halloween fan, and I've always taken it very seriously. My mom did a very good job to make it very special every year. She always gave me the coolest costumes, My brother is actually here in the studio with me right now. He's visiting from BC, but would you say that we had pretty... No, but we did, like, we used to decorate the house very... very hauntingly.
Oh, that's nice.
And we lived in a very, like, suburban neighborhood, so we got a lot of trick-or-treaters, and A lot of fun. I miss child whimsy and just like doing really crazy makeup and like making that my whole personality all October, and I just don't have time for it anymore, unfortunately.
I remember like in my teenage years, I started working at a, I don't know, can you hear me by
the way? Okay. This is good. Just talk closer.
I started working at a haunted attraction in Ottawa, so I don't know if any of you guys know, anyone listening, the one person listening, Saunders Farm. I used to be a scare actor there for a couple years. Spent a couple Halloweens scaring people. That's like quite a festive way to spend Halloween.
I would really love to do that.
And I got paid for it too. So, I mean,
that's a goal for me. One year.
I scare people like for free every day. So, you know what? I should be compensated. I did one of the haunted houses on the island when I was a kid. Or I guess when I was older, we would always help the lady decorate it. Shout out to Sandy. I miss her haunted houses, but my old, my karate sensei who was on the island also does awesome haunted houses, and he has the best Halloween costumes. He goes absolutely nuts for it. And shout out Mr. Adams. Miss that. Anyways. Yeah. What was your like best Halloween costume as a kid?
Oh, okay. And then after we should say what we were this year.
I know, I was going to say that.
Okay. Wait, do you want to say that first?
Sure. I mean, yeah, I dressed up as Lydia Malthea from The Last Unicorn.
Yes. Yes, you did.
Yeah.
It was
only
so good.
Only one person guessed what I was, but it made my night. That was awesome. Otherwise, everybody could tell that I was a unicorn, but it was like a very specific, I was the last one, obviously. Although, like, duh. I didn't run into any other unicorns through the night. I was kind of, like, hoping that I would, but, yeah.
You want to out-unicorn some people.
What were you guys?
I was Felicity Fox, and my partner was,
Fantastic.
No.
I don't know what his first name is.
I think it's Fox. Anyways, we were Mr. and Mrs. Fox from Fantastic Mr. Fox. And that was great. What about you, Sona?
Yeah, I was for actual Halloween. I dressed up with my partner as Padme and Anakin. I was Padme in like the revenge or like the rejection dress. Mm-hmm. It's like the most beautiful like dark gothic sensual dress that she wears, and like the whole thing. And she's like, Anakin, I don't want you. And he's like, oh, he's such an incel in those movies. I rewatched them recently. I'm like, oh my God. But then also last night at the Divas Night, I was Kate Bush and I won third place. I didn't get anything, but I got the glory. And I found it crazy that I won over some of the other people. Shout out Lisa from the station. She had the Bjork swan dress and it was awesome. And I can't believe she didn't win. I'm actually mad about that. Anyways.
Can I correct myself?
Yes.
His name is Foxy F. Fox. I knew this.
That's...
Soma's gonna... He'll be so disappointed. I promise I've watched the movie many times, okay?
It's a very good movie.
It's such a good movie.
Okay, we should listen to the next song, I think.
Yeah.
okay, Ariana.
I did throw it at you.
This next song is Years of Lead, I'm gonna say. Not Years of Lead, it's Years of Lead by Spectres. They're a Vancouver post-punk.
Yes.
They were definitely like, I was doing research. And they were like, this is like peak Canadian goth post-punks. And yeah, that makes sense. Vancouver's very gloomy. They're definitely the like post-punk kind of vibiest place of Canada. Anyways, Years of Lead by Spectres on CJLO 1690 AM. You are listening to Brave Little Emo Girl. Thank you. We'll be right back. That was Burn in Heaven by Traitors. I let that other song play because I was like, you know what? We've been talking a whole lot. So let's listen to some music on this radio show. Anyways, yeah, you're listening to CJLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. I am here with Luna and Amy.
Hey.
Yeah, we just heard Yellow. Burn in Heaven by Traitors. They are Vancouver as well. And then Years of Lead by Spectres. So far, we have played Mary and Amy and Spectres and Traitors. I feel like there's a little rhyming theme, but not anymore. Anyways, we were just looking at our childhood Halloween costumes, and I want to hear, share what your best childhood Halloween costumes were.
I think, like, my favorite one, obviously, 23 years of life, I've done quite a few Halloween costumes, but, the memorable one that I, like, Sailor Moon, did Sailor Moon when I was, probably 8 or 9. And it didn't look very good, actually. It looked pretty bad.
I'm sure it looked really great, Amy.
Thanks. Thanks, I appreciate it. And it makes me feel better.
Of course. I don't remember, like, I've had, because every year I typically have, like, a minimum of 2 costumes.
Ooh, going hard even as a kid.
Yes. I mean, this year I just didn't have time. But anyways, so I don't remember a lot of them because there was so many. But I remember I had this one photo of me. And I was, like, I'm looking at it right now, and I had, like, I think I was supposed to be, like, the Bride of Frankenstein, because my mom, like, just teased the heck out of my hair, and it's huge, and I'm wearing, like, a red dress and, like, a black cape, so I'm just something, but it's so...
A blorb.
I'm just there, I'm just a little fluff, but it's so cute, and that's why it's my favorite, because I love the... Sonam will post the photos
I've sent the photos. I will share them on my story.
And, like, it's just my favorite because the photo that I have of it is so funny. I think that's why it's the most memorable for me.
I, as a kid, I had really weird, like, costume ideas. I don't know what it was. Like, there was literally... I remember I have this vivid memory of a costume I didn't do because my dad was like... No one's going to understand that. I wanted to be a tennis witch. I don't know what that is. It's not from anything. I literally just made it up. A witch who plays tennis.
Yeah, do you guys have like costumes awesome. That you really wanted to do as kids, but you weren't allowed to?
Oh.
Mine was Frankenstein from Monster High.
I did that fair. Once.
Okay, whatever.
I was
oh, that I did that once, actually.
Okay, wow. Yeah. Oh. That's great. We're going to start fighting, actually, online.
I want to hear.
Which Monster High doll are you? Which Monster High character are you?
I dressed up as Alyssa Bat in high school once. Oh, wow. And it was really funny because I had dyed my hair like black and green, and my hair is naturally like very dark. So is the character. So I got a brown wig for my brown hair that wasn't brown. It was good, and I had purple contacts, and that was awesome. Ooh. That was like one of the hardest I've ever gone. But a costume I wanted to do, but I couldn't. I don't know. When I was a kid, when I was really little, I remember trying to dress up as Ginormica from Monsters vs. Aliens because that was like my favorite movie. And like, I think my mom did help me, or maybe she dressed up as her. I can't remember, but I remember one of us trying to dress up with like, I had like a dress up box and we had like the white wig. And like, we even like made the cardboard like cars to put on her feet because in the movie
that's such a good movie. I need to rewatch that.
Seth Rogen and Hugh Laurie voice acting. Oh. Hugh Laurie is the cockroach, and he is literally like Hugh Laurie's house. By the way, if you guys don't know,
oh my god, I knew this. Yeah, I knew this.
No, it's
I loved all the house that's costumes awesome. This year mm-hmm. too. So good,
the sexy house costumes.
Yeah. Oh,
I didn't see any IRL, but I saw a lot couple. Online.
I love the like, I hate Halloween, what do you mean you're, and then it's just like,
yeah,
the most funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. I think everyone went a lot of creative costumes this year. Like, I mean, every year, but like, in particular, I saw a lot that just made me absolutely like, lose it.
I think people needed to have like a fun and awesome Halloween.
A creative
this year.
Outlet this year. They really needed it. Yeah.
Yeah, there were some really good ones.
I can't think of any childhood costumes that I like really wanted to do that I couldn't, but this year I really wanted to do Kiki and Booba.
Oh, that's so fun.
That's good.
If that resonates with anyone.
Which one do you guys think you are?
I think I'm Booba.
Yeah.
We all look Kiki, but we're all Booba.
I think I look Booba. I think Sonam, you give Kiki.
You give Kiki.
Is my personality Kiki?
Yes.
And really?
You've got a Kiki.
That's interesting.
A Kiki sun with a Booba moon.
Someone's that's listening so right now and just be like, what is going on?
What are these women yapping
what
about?
What are they talking about?
I really wanted to go as, I can't remember her name. I can't remember the character's name, but, what is her name from Secretary?
Oh, gosh.
I wanted to go as Maggie Gyllenhaal in Secretary, I wanted my partner to be James Spader, because that's my favorite movie ever, but that they were like, no, we're not doing that, and if you know the movie, you know why. I don't remember any Halloween costumes I wanted to do, but I couldn't, but I remember my best Halloween costume was definitely, I was Merida from Brave, because I was obsessed with like everything bow and arrow. I was also Katniss one year.
That same year
for Christmas, I got a real bow and arrow. Anyways, but my friend's grandma made the dress, like the green dress she wears, out of velvet, and I had the big giant like red wig, and it was really awesome. I have a photo of it, and I will post it as soon as I find it. But anyways, thank you for sharing. I really appreciate it.
Of course.
We have two songs left. We've been talking a lot, but that's okay.
Oh, sorry, guys. We'll get our own podcast one day, and
I'll never have anyone on here again, and I'm never going to talk again. It's just going to be music.
No, that's not.
Anyways, our next song, we have a Cocteau Twins song, because when else am I going to get the chance to play Cocteau Twins? It's Amelia by Cocteau Twins. Best album, my favorite one. Anyways, here is Cocteau Twins by Amelia.
Thank you. Prepare for the fright of your life, because this Halloween, Ballroom is taking you sinners to church.
Spooky! Godfather Silver Old Navy and Auntie Mag's Old Navy present the What the Halloween Kiki Ball. It'll be a spooktastic night of tricks, treats, and vogue, Miss Thing. Looking to satiate your ghoulish cravings? Auntie D's Kitchen will be serving up their famous patties, refreshments, and, for one night only, a special Halloween platter. And they're not the only ones who'll be serving it up, honey. With paranormal performance, fearsome fashion, and creepy creations never before seen, it'll be a night to die for. We've got Moonstar 007 and Mag's Old Navy on MC duty, and Father Cherry KFC on the decks. Join us on Friday, October 31st at 6 p.m. in the St. Edward Church basement at 425 Beaubien East for a Halloween you'll never forget. For more information on tickets and event details, follow the Montreal Kiki Ballroom Alliance on socials at MTL_KBA. CGLO is a proud partner / co-presenter of the What the Halloween Kiki Ball.
What the Halloween? Be spooky or get spooked.
I say, what are you listening to there, old chap? Man, I'm listening to the Live Wire show on CGLO 1690 on your AM dial every Saturday from 9 till 10 in the morning.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to CGLO 1690 AM. My name is Sonam. This is Brave Little Emo Girl. And you just heard Amelia by Cocteau Twins off of that album. Oh, gosh. Which one is that album? That one is...
Fact checking.
Thank you. I can't hold any knowledge in my brain.
Me either.
For our last song, we have an Amy pick. It's, how do you pronounce this?
I don't know, man. It's I have never tried to say it out loud. Leaflet?
Leaflet.
There's some fun accents in there. It's Icelandic. I don't know. I don't know.
Treasure.
Sorry,
also is the... Oh, yeah. Cocteau Twins album, Treasure. That one's the best one, anyways. Yeah, this next song.
By Kaylin Mikla.
You went to their show in March. How was it?
I did. It was awesome. Oh, my God. I went with my dad's... I went with my dad's friend, Paul. He's my new concert buddy. He got me into them. He's, like, their number one fan. He follows them around on their Europe tours.
I love it when
people
do that.
It was great. They opened for... Alcest, I think. Anyways, I didn't even realize that they were like the openers too.
That happens sometimes. I'll see a band that is like, hey, we've got a show in Montreal. I'm like, oh, that's awesome. And I see like they're opening for someone. I'm like, okay, I guess. Yeah.
Anyways, they're great though.
Yeah, I'm excited to listen to this. And
feast
I will
your ears.
Yeah, and this is going to be our last song, and then we are going to just, like, yap until the end. But, you know, in advance, thank you so much for being on here. I know this is, like, a little chaotic.
Thank you for having us.
Sundays are always weird, but I love you guys so much, and I love it when you're on.
Love you, Sonam. Thank you for letting us.
Of course, of course. And also, if you want to yap on this show... I have special prizes for anyone who donates through the CGLO link and like mentions, you know, my name, or if you let me know that you donated through Brave Little Emo Girl, you can get a print and pick a song for an episode. Or if you donate over, what is it? I think it's only over like $15. You can either curate a whole episode or come guest on an episode. Really, I might not be able to fit everyone in. I don't know how many people are listening. I don't know how many people are going to donate. Surprise me, please. If the rest of the year is just guest episodes, let's make it work, because that'll be worth it. So go to cglofundingdrive2025.com.ca. Not sure which one it is. I think it's .com. CGLO Funding Drive. Donate. You can look on the Instagram too, CGLO MTL. Or follow Brave Little Emo Girl, and I will be posting about it. I'm working on the print now for everyone who has already donated. I literally have it in my bag. I'm going to go carve it this afternoon. Thank you all so much for those of you who have already donated. And thank you again to Amy and Luna for being here.
Yay. Thank you.
All right. Last song, we have Leaflet by Kaylin Mikla. I'm just going to sign off now. If we have anything else to say, we'll let you know. But thank you so much for listening. And I love you. Leaflet, Kaylin Mikla. Let's go.
Listening to CJLO 16.